们一起来攻读今天早上的经文。
Let's read today's scripture.
在诗篇第三篇一到八节。
Psalm 3, verse 1 to 8.
好，我们一起攻读，预备，请。
Lord, how many are my foe? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord,
are the one who will surround me. Glory, the one who will surround me.我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。虽有成万的百姓来攻周围攻击我，我也不怕。耶和华，求你起来，我的神啊，求你救我，因为你打了我一切仇敌的腮骨，敲碎了恶人的牙齿。救恩属耶和华，愿赐福给你的百姓。我刚从中国短宣回来。
I just came back from China. The mission.From China?
最辛苦最难过的那个，并不是说去那边调时差，然后在那边这个不适应等等。
The most difficult part to be on mission trip to China is not adjusting your jet lag.
也不是离开你们几天不舍得。
It's not like I'm reluctant to leave you or yeah going on mission.
而是最后要离别，跟他们离别的那一刻。有些含着眼泪，然后很不舍得，然后必须要跟他们说再见。
The hardest moment is at the time I depart from the brother and sister over there. They shed the tears. They're so sad when I'm leaving.
多么渴望能够我们有多一点机会能够帮助他们。
They really hope that I can come back and then to have more sharing with them.
跟大家来分享最后的一幕。
So I'm going to share with you one of the clip.
好，这么小的一个客厅可以挤满那么多人。
This is in such a small space that can be packed with a lot of people.
这就是青岛教会的现况。
This is a church in Qingdao.
那他们的年轻的传道人也这样的服役。
Okay, and this is their pastor.
就不翻译。
Do I need to translate?
没有关系。我们在星期五12月6号有一个比较完整的分享。
So on December 6th, we're going to have a sharing in our fellowship on Friday. So welcome. So I'm not going to translate for you.
这次我去大陆短宣的时候，很多人在为我祷告。
A lot of people praying for me actually on this mission trip.
最担心我，因为会不会被抓起来
？They really worry about me because they are just afraid of being caught.
因为现在大陆的情形已经跟以前不一样了。
Because the situation in China is so much different from before.
平均每个人有 1.5 个摄像头对着。
Because everyone will be caught in the camera 1.5.
这一趟我总共坐了十趟飞机，
I have on the plane for 10 times.
啊，三次火车。
Again, three times on the on the train.
那每到一个机场呢，至少有20个相机对着我。
At least 20 cameras shooting at me.
但是我都没有人跟踪我。
That nobody follow me.
也没有人问我什么问题。
Nobody question me.
啊，所以我觉得这是神给我一个恩典，能够在中国大陆自由进出。
So I thank God for such a great the grace that I can minister to.
可是我周围很多的牧师朋友都不能进去了，他们常常都被跟踪。
So most of my pastor around me here, they can follow in China.
那是非常的危险的，你都不晓得周围那些人到底是要跟踪你要干什么的。
So it's very dangerous when you see someone following you around you.
那我也问一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你有没有同样也遭遇过那种身处在危险的？一个经历。
So I want to ask you, have you ever experienced that kind of a dangerous situation, risky situation?
你都不晓得什么时候会发生在你的身上。
You don't even know when that will happen.
我小时候很喜欢看一个大力水手的卡通影片。
When I was small, I really liked this cartoon.
有没有人可能要年纪要大一点才知道有没有人看过
？Do you know this cartoon?
我发现怎么年轻的也在举手，奇怪呢
？See the young people, the teenager, they also raise their hand.Piper and Sailor Man.
好，那个大力水手呢，每次都遭遇困境，哦，然后变得很软弱无力。之后呢，他就吃了菠菜，哇，就脱胎换骨，重新得力，化险为夷。
So normally the Piper will encounter the difficulties, a risk, a dangerous situation, and is so helpless and hopeless. But at the end, he ate the spinach and he regained energy, then he can fight back, and then gain the victory.
我告诉你，每一集的剧情都是一样的套路。
So it actually, the pattern of the movie, the clip, the cartoon is.
而且你都可以准确的预测下一步会怎么进行。
So you can predict really right, what is the ending of each episode?
但是为什么大家都喜欢看
？But why are people like, even though the pattern is same for each episode?
我看见那么多人举手。
I can see many people raising hand.
那是因为我相信在。现实的社会当中，我们都期待也能够发生重新得力、化险为夷的故事。
I think it is because we like all this kind of episode because we really hope these things will happen in our reality.
刚才我们所读的这篇诗篇，是大卫在逃避他亲生儿子亚沙龙所写的。
So this song actually is written by David when he was chased after by his son Athlon.
这位被逐的君王描述他受到的艰难的环境挑战，最终靠着耶和华得胜。
So in the midst of the suffering and difficulties, when he was escaped from his son Athlon, he wrote down this song to express his experience how he went through all this risky situation.
这是大卫亲身的经历，分享他当年如何能够重新得力、化险为夷的真实故事。
This is the personal experience of David, how he overcome the difficulties and get the victory at the end.
而在这篇诗篇当中，总共出现了三个细拉。
In this song, you can find three sila in this song.
我不晓得你们有没有注意到。
Did you observe this particular sila in this song?
那请问什么叫细拉
？So I want to ask you, do you know what's the meaning of sila?
我过去被教导细拉就是休止符。
So I used to be taught that sila means is a symbol of a stop.
就是暂停休息一下的意思。
It means that you stop and then rest for a while for recession.
但是我去查资料之后发现说，希拉其实不止如此啊，还有五种，原文里面有五种意义。
So when I check on the dictionary, I found that actually this word means in five ways.
第一个是
meanings of this word.
分段、转调、强声，还有插乐，就是过门啊、间奏啊， 还有一个延长。
So five original meaning in this word is our cementation, transposition, strong sound, interlude, and extension.
但是不管如何，当我们读圣经，读到圣经诗篇当中出现细拉的时候，我们都知道这是有目的性的，需要暂停，稍作休息一下。
No matter what the meaning is, but we always need to be reminded whenever we come to this word, sila, it means that there's one purpose behind.
然后呢，这一段的内容与下一段的内容会有一点的分别。
So there's some kind of differences between this paragraph to the next paragraph, separated by sila.
就像我们唱歌唱到副歌啊，那跟前面的主旋律就有一点的区别。
Just like when we sing the hymn, when we come to chorus, the chorus part music is kind of different from the beginning.
因为当中呢有不同的意义跟主题。
Because there's a different theme or different meaning into a session.
好，我们回到我们刚刚常读的那一篇诗篇呢，总共有三个细拉的分段。
Let's just come back to our the song today. We have a three sila.
我们要从这三个不同的分段，细拉的分段来探讨三个不同的主题，是关于当年大卫在面对艰难环境如何能够重新得力，化险为夷。
So we're going to use this Drisilla to see how David went through this risky situation and how to overcome it and then gain the victory at the end. So we're going to see three aspects.
借此能够成为我们今天的帮助，相信我们也可以重新得力，化险为夷。
So that can be the help to us, so that we can be renew our strength and turn the risk into peace.
而且我们不用像大力水手一样吃菠菜。
Okay, we don't have to like a papaya salmon. We eat the spinach.
好，我们来看三个分段。第一个是突来的困境。
The first thing is the coming of hardship.
那我们一起来共读第一到第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
预备，请。
Lord.Lord, how many are my foe? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him.
这时候大卫遇到三个突来的困境。
David encountered three types of enemies.
第一节的上半节，他说耶和华我的敌人何其加增。
So David said to the Lord, Lord, how many are my foe? My foes keep increasing.
敌人加增是他第一个困境。
The increase of enemy is his first difficulty.
其实我们每一个人都不希望树立任何的敌人，是不是？
As a matter of fact, we don't want to build enemies, make enemies.
但很无奈的，我告诉你，我们每一个人人生往往都不能够避免出现一些敌人。
But this undeniable fact that in our life we always encounter enemies.
当我们遭遇一个人一个敌人的压迫，对我们而言都是非常艰难的。
Even one enemy is considered difficult to us.
但如果连续出现好多个敌人，这意味着人生的道路困境，面对这个考验实在不容易。
But if we encounter more than one enemy, like a lot of enemies, our life path would be filled with a lot of crisis and difficulties.
我们来看大卫在这个时刻，虽然他已经登基做以色列君王。
We're now looking at David, even though he already crowned to be the king of Israel.
除了与邻近国家对抗他，做他的敌人。
Not only he has to battle among the enemy from his neighborhood country.
他现在还要面对他儿子亚沙龙的叛变。
But now he also needs to face his own son, his son Absalom, rebels.
以及当年效忠他的臣仆转去投效忠亚沙龙
，as well as those officials working for him before now turning to work with Absalom.
那现在这些人都变成他的敌人了。
All these people have been changed, turned into his enemies.
大卫不想去制造敌人。
David didn't want to make enemies.
可是现在就很多人，包括他的儿子，都跟他。
But now there are so many enemies, including his son Absalom.
这实在不容易啊。
This is really not easy.
也许你今天和平生活，让你不觉得有任何仇敌。
Maybe you think your peaceful life, maybe you think you have no enemies due to your peaceful life.
但是我告诉你，其实我们每一个人，每一个基督徒都有一个共同的仇敌，那是谁？
As a matter of fact, we as a Christian, we have one common enemy in our life. Do you know who is he?
那就是魔鬼撒旦，他千方百计要摧毁我们。
He tried every scheme to destroy us.
那最大的伎俩就是在我们心中撒下自我控告的种子，来摧毁我们，击垮我们。
The biggest scheme that Satan tried to destroy us is to plant the self-complaining seed in our heart.
目的就要让我们离开神。
The only purpose is to set us apart from God.
那让我们的心里的心中的光景，就如同大卫他在另外一篇诗篇所说的。
So that our situation will be just like a situation that David in facing in Psalms 42.
我们一起来攻读这段经文。诗篇四十二篇诗篇是第十节，预备，请。
My bones suffer mortal agony as my foe doubts me. Say to me all day long, Where is your God?
你的神在哪里
？Where is your God?
这我想这个控告不听起来不就是那个敌人不就躲在我们心里面吗
？If we think about this complaint, it seems like the enemy is dwelling inside our heart.
那造成我们经常这个自我控告的这个元凶吗
？He always caused the self-complaining. He always is the master of the self-complaining in our heart.
也就是说，我们人生最大的敌人其实就是自己、啊。
Actually, as a matter of fact, the biggest enemy in our life is ourselves.
所以小心别让自己成为撒旦的工具来摧毁自己。
Don't be the tool in the hands of Satan.
第二个
to destroy us.
第二个是被人攻击。
The attack from many.
我们看一下第一节的下半节，说许多人起来攻击我。
He said here, how many rise out against me?
那你有敌人造成威胁可以理解，但不是所有的敌人都会真正起来。
It can be understood that you can be threatened by enemies, but not all of your enemies can really attack you physically.
例如美国过去在冷战时期，他的敌人是俄罗斯。
Just like during the Cold War, the enemies of United States was 俄国 Russian.
Russian. 但今天美国最大的假想敌却是中国。
But now the biggest mind enemy of United States is China.
这就是为什么中美之间到现在还在打贸易战。
That's why we still have this trade war between the United States and China.
那即便双方的这个敌对已经是不争的事实。
This is undeniable fact, an undeniable battle between these two countries.
而且彼此之间也有意无意的展现他们的军事力量。
They unconsciously and consciously display their army power, military power.
但是最后还是没有以武力攻击对方真正打起来。
But at the end, they're not really on fight physically using their army.
彼此之间的来往还是很客气的。
They still treat each other politely and courteously.
不过我们可以确定一件事情。
But we can confirm one thing.
大卫当他受到敌人攻击的时候是真实的。
His attack from the enemy in the experience of David, this was real.
甚至已经造成他生命的威胁。
Actually, David's life was threatened too.
那如同他过去他遭遇扫罗的攻击一样。
Just like he was attacked by the king Saul in the past.
他的生命但在维系啊。
Again, his life actually almost come to the end.
随时都可能丧命的。
Yeah, he would die anytime.
但现在遭遇他亲生儿子亚沙龙篡位而要攻击他。
Now he is now facing the usurping power from his son Absalom to get his throne.
同样也是面对死亡的威胁。
He always faced the threat of death.
其实我觉得最可怕的攻击不是来自外面的敌人。
I think the most terrible and fearful attack is not from outside people.
而是来自你身边最亲近的人。
Most of the time is from the people who is really closer to you, the closest people around you.
例如有些人过去因为信任朋友而遭对方欺骗。
Just like in the past, you trust people so much and then you cheated by them.
那种被你信任的人背后捅一刀那种攻击造成的伤口不是那么容易恢复的。
This is not easy to recover from the experience being stabbed on the back by someone you trust a lot in the past.
我听说有些人一辈子无法饶恕自己的父亲或是母亲在他们小时候所造成的伤害。
I heard some people are sharing about how he cannot forgive his dad or his parents because of the hurt that he.The parents cause to them when they are childhood.
有些是用言语攻击，有些是用藤条的鞭打，让他们 心灵同样的体无完肤。
Some are a verbal abuse, some are a physical abuse. They're brutally abused, and yeah, they're so hurt.
到他长大成人之后，还带着这个伤害。
Even though when they already grew up, is a grown up adult, he still carry that those hurts.
另外，有些人无法走出来自配偶对婚姻不忠的阴影。
Some people they cannot avoid from the shadow of marital affairs in the past.
那种暗地背叛的攻击使他招架不住。
He cannot sustain the betrayal in the past.
我想这些最大的伤害都是来自最亲近的人。
I think all these hurts come from those closest to you.
我想当你如果有曾经被你身边最亲人、最亲近的人攻击的类似经验，你就能够体会当时大会的心情以及他所面对的困境。
So if you've been betrayed by somebody or experienced this kind of hurt, you must have a same understanding with David in this song.
最后，大卫所面对的困境是他被遭人议论。
The last attack from the enemy is he got a criticism from others.
他说许多人议论他说他得不到神的帮助。
Because many people are saying of him, God will not deliver him.
当你人生遭遇患难困苦的时候，我现在最让你最痛苦的，通常不是那个苦难本身。
When you encounter crisis, difficulty, or suffering, the best, what you are facing is not that suffering itself. The biggest pain is not that suffering itself.
最痛的是遭人议论，所谓的人言怎么样，可畏。
The most painful thing is the saying from other people.
让你未战就先败了。
And then you lose before you really battle on that.
许多人都知道我的故事。当很好久以前，我的前妻因为咳嗽不停，后来送进医院，就被诊断是肺癌末期。
So many of you have known my story because my wife keep coughing in the past, and then finally diagnosed with cancer.
那时候三个小孩都还很小，分别是六岁、五岁、三岁。
At that time, my kids still small. They are 3, 5, and 6.
我一边要牧会，一边要照顾小孩，又要照顾病人。
So at the same time, I need to pastor my church. I need to take care of my wife as well as to take care of the kids.
我几乎快走不下去了。
I cannot sustain. I cannot go on.
那这时候我经历教会弟兄姐妹的爱心陪伴，让我非常感动。
At that time, I was supported by my brothers and sisters of the churches.
总是有人替我分担照顾小孩。
At that time, brothers and sisters, they really shared a burden.
经常为我预备饭食。
They prepared a meal for me.
然后呢，让我经历上帝的恩典够用，而重拾信心。
So I experienced God's grace and regained the confidence.
可以勇敢地陪伴妻子，开始一段艰难的抗癌之旅。
So I can courageously accompany my wife to go through that path.
每天都过得很喜乐，也很挑战。
So I can live joyfully in everyday life during that moment.
可惜不到一年的时间，上帝选择以不同的医治。就是把他接回天家。
Because after a year, God used a different types of healing. He took my wife home.
虽然这样的结果很不舍。
So even though I'm reluctant to leave my wife,
但是环境没有把我击垮。
But that surrounding that situation really did not destroy me.
直到有一天。
Until one day,
我在我的办公室发现一张纸条。
In my office, I found a paper on my desk.
它上面写着。
And on the desk is written.
我为你所发生的事感到难过。
I really sad about what's concerning the things that you are experiencing.
但是你会遭遇这么大的患难，一定是你曾经做出什么伤天害理的事。
You must have do something that something wrong so that you will experience this kind of suffering.
别以为别人不知道，这是上帝给你的报应。
Don't think nobody knows. This is the revenge from the Lord to you.
突然间，我以为我已经够坚强，可以面对未来。
First, I thought I assumed that I'm strong enough.
可以好好把三个孩子抚养长大。
I can raise my kid.
但是我居然相信这样的控告。
But at that time, I even can believe and trust in this kind of words.
这是上帝对我的处罚。
This is a revenge from the Lord.
我几乎被这样的议论攻击击垮。
I almost collapsed due to all the Yeah, concerning the word.
我甚至跟以利亚一样学他向神求死。
I'm just like Elijah asking God that I want to die.
所以我心里就在盘算，怎么样把这年幼三个小孩分别 送给不同的家庭去抚养。
So I plan how to raise this three kids and how to put this kid in different homes, so other people can raise them.
我有很多好朋友，很多的同学，很多的甚至亲戚，他们没有孩子，而且很爱我的小孩。
So there we have many. I have many relative friends and also the colleague. They don't have kids, but they love my kids very much.
我觉得老大很适合这个家庭，老二很适合那个家庭，老三很适合那个家庭。
I think that the big brother, the big one, the eldest one can go to this one. The second one can go to the third one can go to this one. Yeah.
但我发觉我最后呢一个都给不出去。
But at the end, I could not give away all my kids.
我就想到天父的大爱。他只有一个唯一的独生爱子，就甘心舍给我们。
So at that time, I thought of God's greatest love that He gave His only begotten Son to us.
那既然我一个都给不了，那我只好自己咬紧牙根去克服别人的议论了。
So since I could not give away my kid, so I have to try my best to avoid how that saying influenced me in order I can raise up my kid.
当年约伯不就是遭到他的朋友罪罚官，因为你犯罪，所以上帝惩罚你的影响吗？
Don't you remember the saying of his Job friends to him when he was in trouble?That because of God's revenge,
特别我们华人，我们中国人的一个毒素也是啊，你这个这种报应的这种观念啊，你遇到坏事一定是报应，那种观念深深的影响，你看击垮多少人。
So especially for our Chinese people, we always think things happen to me because God got the revenge on me because I did something wrong. That kind of concept really influenced a deep rooted in our mind.
我想大卫当时遭人议论的心境。也可能是如此残忍的控告。
So this is same thing happened to David. He faced such a brutal abuse, verbal abuse from people.
你看，你得不到上帝的帮助啊。
Yeah, you got no help from God.
其实人生最可怜的失败，并不是遭到别人言语攻击。
So the most pitiful thing said that in your life is not being attacked by someone.
因为你无法避免别人的议论啊。
Because you cannot avoid being attacked from someone.
但是假如连你自己都去相信那些不实的控告而容许自己被击垮，那才是最大的失败。
But if you choose to believe in those false accusations and allow them to destroy your own confidence, this is your own most pitiful moment.
第二个细拉我们可以看见另外一个分段是信心的宣告。
So the next细拉we will talk about the proclamation of faith.
我们一起来读第三到第四节。
Let's read together verse 3 to 4.
预备，请。
But you, Lord, are still around me, my glory, the one who lifts up my head high. I go to the Lord, and He answered me from His holy mountain.
赞应于我。好，这个时候我们看见大卫他没有向环境低头，他是说开始用信心的宣告。
So at this time, David didn't really turn his head down to the situation, but he lifted up his head.
因为他选择不被逆境来击垮。
So he chose not to be destroyed by the circumstances.
这里我们可以看见他有三方面的宣告。第一个宣告是宣告上帝的保护。
Here we can see three aspects. The first one is proclaiming God's protection.
第三节开始，第一个上半节说，但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。
So the verse three is said, but you, Lord, you are my shield, you are around me.
好，这里我们可以看见说。大卫开始宣告说，宣告耶和华是他四围的盾牌。
So you can see here, David proclaimed that God is a shield around him.
另一幕新的场景出现了，来看见他信心的宣告，来战胜艰难的环境。
So this is another display. You can see that David, how he overcome this difficulty.
那他宣告上帝的保护。
He proclaimed God's protection.
那为什么用盾牌呢？
So why he used the word seal?
一般的传统盾牌啊，只是保护一面的。
Traditional seal is just protect you from one side.
可是这里有四围的盾牌。
But there we have a shield from every direction.
这表示一个完全的保护。
This means it's a complete protection.
其实我们今天处在危机四伏的环境，我们同样也需要神四围的保护。
So same thing happened to us. We are surrounded by different, attack. We need God complete protection.
否则我们 在遭遇困境当中，我们很容易就迷失，或是很轻松就被仇敌打败了。
So that we won't be easily defeated by the enemy in our difficulties.
因为只要有一个破口，仇敌就会找缝隙来攻击。
Whenever there is a small hole or weakness, or yeah, in our life, the enemy will find out and attack us.
正如我们常常说的，苍蝇不叮无缝的蛋。
Just like our idiom say.Fly won't sting the uncracked egg. I don't know. Yeah.
所以你要反省在你生命当中的破口或是弱点在哪里。
So you really need to examine your life, see what kind of weaknesses are the hole that you have in your life.
有人贪财，有人好色。
Some greediness, some lust.
有人喜欢权柄，有人喜欢名声。
Some powers, they chase after the fame.
有人喜欢被夸赞，有人喜欢与世隔绝。
Someone to need, want to be praised, and someone to, want like to be isolated.
有些人甚至都不知道自己的破口、软弱的地方在哪里。
Some people don't even know what weaknesses they have.
不管你自己是不知道你的软弱之处在哪里，但是我告诉你，仇敌都知道。
Even no matter you know or don't know,
他正在暗暗的进行攻击。
He tried to hide in behind you to attack you.
然而，当我们宣告有上帝完全的保护，他就能够差派他的使者在四围安营保护我们。
But we proclaim a faith in God. God sent His angel to encamp around us and surround us and protect us.
正如诗篇三十四篇第七节所说
，Psalm 37:4 verse 7 said.
让我们一起来攻读。
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers him.
而且神对我们的保护不是一时的，而是一生一世的。
However, God's protection to us is not temporal, but it's eternity, it's forevermore.
让我们一起来攻读诗篇一百二十一篇第八节。
So Psalm 121 verse 8.
预备，请。
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
直到永远。好，这是。第一个宣告上帝的保护，第二个宣告是自信的重建。
This is the first proclamation, and second proclamation is proclaiming self-confident rebuild.
好，第三节的下半节，接下来说，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。
So my glory, the one who lift my head high.
大卫一生叱咤风云，垂暮之年，却不得不避开他儿子的叛变而逃出耶路撒冷。
David is a renowned person, a very famous person during that period of time. But at the end, he needs to escape because of the Absalom.
我相信他面对比逃命更重要的难题，就是他所忍受巨大的羞辱，是失去颜面光彩，在众人面前抬不起头来。
But the biggest trouble that he actually facing at that moment is the shame because of his son, and he need to run away. That kind of shame covered his whole life.
你试想，他过去遭到敌人的迫害，面对仇敌的追杀，这些都是外人，再怎么样也都说得过去。
Imagine those attack. No, imagine. Think about the attack David experienced in the past was from the outsiders, but this is different.
但现在不同了啊。他是被自己的亲生儿子亚沙龙所追杀而逃难。
In this case, he was chased after by his own son Absalom.
这简直是他人生最大的耻辱啊！
This can be considered as the biggest shame.
而且这是生不如死的羞耻。
And the shame is even more terrible than death.
就算他能够逃离苟且，存留他的性命，可是怎么叫他能够抬起头来呢？
So he cannot lift up his head because of the shame.
这时候，大卫有这样的宣告。
So that's why, David has this proclamation.
这乃是他自信的恢复与重建。
That is how he rebuilt his confidence.
使他能够恢复尊荣，可以抬头挺胸来面对人生。
So that he can restore his honor and he can stand firm in front of people with his head high.
请注意哦。能使大卫有这样自信恢复的，不是他自己的信念给自己加油打气。
Notice that here that David can be self-confident is not because of the confidence that he feed himself, he set to himself,
而是神亲自的作为哦。
And this actually is God's word in his life.
这里讲到神作为他的荣耀，并且是叫他可以抬起头来的。
Here he said God has his glory, that he is the one who can lift his head up.
不是关乎他自己，是关乎神的。
This is not about himself, but it's all about God.
同样的，我们今天也要借着神的荣耀，使我们找回自信。
So today is because of God's glory that we can rebuild our confidence, our faith in Him, so we can stand firm.
正如保罗所祷告的
Just like how the Apostle Paul prayed.
让我们一起来读以弗所书三章十六节
So Ephesians 3:16 here said,
预备，请
I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power to his spirit in your inner being.
起来，这是他第二个宣告。
This is his second proclamation.
第三个宣告是第四节。
The third proclamation, which comes from verse 4.
宣告祷告的大能。我们一起来读第四节，预备，请。
I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain.
好，这段经文不但是大卫在描述他祷告的经历，更是他对祷告大能的一个信心宣告。
So this is not only the process of his prayer, but also how he experienced the power of prayer.
他其中提到圣山。就是西安。
Here he mentioned about the holy mountain that actually refers to Zion.
西安山原本是耶布斯人的宝藏，但是大卫把它攻下。
Actually, the mountain, giant Zion actually is the stronghold, is the fortress of Jebusite, one of the people trapped there.
后来呢，他就把耶和华的约柜放在那里，称为神的居所。
So and also David put the ark of the Lord in Zion.And make him a dwelling place of God.
之后，锡安就代表神的圣山和神的居所。
So later, Zion represents God's dwelling place and also the holy mountain of God.
但到了今天，请问代表神同在的圣山在哪里啊？
Now I want to ask you, where is the holy mountain that represents God's presence today?
在耶路撒冷。
Is this in Jerusalem?
啊，在教堂里面。
Is it in the church?
圣经告诉我们，神不住人所造的殿宇啊。
The Bible tells us God doesn't dwell in the place where built by the hands of man.
因为神是无所不在的。
Because God is omnipresence.
但在新约里面又说，我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
The Bible said that our body is a temple of God.
所以神现在最可能就是住在我们的心里，在聆听我们的祷告。
So the most possible dwelling place of God now is He is inside our heart, listening to our prayers.
可是问题是我们有没有经常祷告呢？
The thing is that do we always pray?
你有没有相信祷告的大能呢？
Do you believe the power of prayer?
啊，还是你只找到想别人来替你祷告就好了？
Or you only find somebody to pray for you?
请注意，大卫在这个经节主要是在强调神的信实。
Actually, the main point here is David strengthened of the faithfulness of God.
并且让世人知道，解除危机不是靠军事力量，乃是借着信靠神的信实与能力。
Here he said that actually the way to resolve the crisis is not on military power, force, but God's faithfulness and prayer.
因此，当我们可以宣告祷告的大能，这表示我们也需要经常操练祷告，并且实际经历神的信实与能力。
Not only do we pray, but we also proclaim the power of prayer so that we can experience the mighty in the prayer.
我们祷告是要根据他的信实，他所应许的。
We pray according to his will and according to his promise.
在马可福音十一章二十四节，耶稣这样应许我们。
So in Mark 11:24, God Jesus promised here.
我们一起来攻读，预备，请。
Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
大卫在经过他信心的宣告之后呢，又另外一个希拉了。
So after the proclamation of David's faith to God, here we come to another Sila.
这是他得胜的转机出现了。
Here is the turning point of victory.
好，我们来读第五到第八节。
Let's read verse 5 to 8.
预备，请。
I lie down and sleep. I wait again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear
those men
of thousands that assault me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people.
好，这时候有三个得胜的转机出现了。
Now here we have a three turning point into the victory.
第一个是有神的平安，第五节到第六节。
So verse 5 to 6 talked about having God's peace.
躺下，我睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。
So when I lie down, I sleep, I wake again, the Lord sustains me.
所以成万的百姓来攻击，周围攻击，我也不怕。
Even 10,000 around me, assault me on every side, I will not be fearful.
我想请问大家哈，当大卫信心宣告完之后，出现这个细拉，也就是另外一个分段时候，好，那是得胜。那请问大卫当时所遭遇的环境有没有改变
？So I want to ask you whether the situation already changed when David have this faith proclamation and came to this point. Does the environment change by the time？
他有没有收到他儿子给他 email 说，爸爸，我不攻击你了？
Does he get an email from his son Absalom? Said that, oh, Dad, I'm not going to attack you, so I surrender. Does he get an email like this? Did he?
没有哈。
No.
但是为什么他有得胜的转机呢
？The why he has this turning point into the victory.
第一个得胜转机就是他有神的平安。
First, that he's having God's peace.
因为他仍遭外在环境没有改善，但是。至少它里面的环境改变了。
Outside is no difference. There's no difference from outside, but something already changed inside of him.
最明显的就是他有神的平安。
The most obvious one is that he is having God's peace.
那当大卫提到说“我躺下睡觉，我醒着”，这个可以这样翻译。他说可以翻译成“我已从睡中醒来”。
So when David said, "I lie down and sleep and wake again," actually, it can be translated into another.Way is I have woken out from my sleep.
God, 这意味着神的恩典时常环绕他。
It implies that God's grace is always surrounding him.
就算当他处在敌人环视的情况之下，他应该是很难入睡的情况呢。但是因为信靠神的保守，所拥有的平安使他内心毫无恐惧。
As a matter of fact, when you are surrounded by the enemy, you cannot sleep well. But the reason why David can sleep well because he had a God's peace and protected by God, so he can sleep well wherever he lie down or sleep or wake again.
所以他当然可以安然入睡啊。
So that he can sleep well, sweet.
好，请问这个是尚未发生的预告，还是已经发生的事实？
Whether this is a prediction, something's going to happen, or this already happened?
不理我还是？
Is this a prediction or is this something already happened?
还是你不知道，还是不理我？猜一下嘛，是已经发生还是预告？至少勇敢一点嘛。不知道，已经发生。
Don't know. Somebody is. Somebody.
好吧。
Okay.
公布答案。
So answer is.
根据原文的时态哈，是完成式，表示已经发生过了。
So based on the original tenses.In the paragraph, it's a perfect tense.
这是他曾经真实经历过的。
It means that he experienced this before in the past.
所以这对我们而言意义何等重大。
So this is really meaningful to us.
也就是说，不管我们今天发生再大的苦难，来自神真实的平安是你我都可以真实经历的。
So no matter how big the suffering, difficulty, or crisis you are facing.You, no matter how, you can experience that one thing, that is God's peace.
因为从过去的经验可以证明。
Because that can be proved by your past experience.
正如耶稣所说的。
Just like what Jesus said here.
约翰16章33节。
John 16:33.
好，我们一起大声来读，预备，请。
I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart.
我已经胜了世界。
I have overcome the world.
好。这是第一个有神的平安。第二个呢是得神的救助。
First is God's peace, and second, receiving God's deliverance.
好，我们一起来读第七节，好不好
？Let's read verse 7.
请
Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw.
我一切仇敌的腮骨是
敲
碎他的牙齿。好，打腮骨是羞辱的意思。
When you say strike the jaw, it actually is a shameful action.
敌人呢，无还手之力量，然后呢，任你双脚任你打，啪啪啪啪啪，这是一种羞辱。
It's just the enemy is so helpless; he couldn't do anything, but you just keep striking his face.
那打到一个地步了，哇，牙齿都打碎了，哇，这个就是牙碎了就把敌人当野兽，他就牙齿碎了就不能乱咬人了。
So you strike him until all the teeth kind of like.Just drop, and then he couldn't eat, devour the animals. Yeah, he couldn't eat people anymore.
我们可以看见说，这个是上帝的管教。
So we can see this is a judgment or a punishment from.
我们没有看见大卫在这里咒诅他的敌人，不得好死，死无葬身之地。但是却仅仅叫他受一点教训就够了。
So we do not see that David cursed the people here. He just let God be in charge and let God to judge him by having a little punishment.
也许大卫的心肠太好了。
Maybe David's heart is so kind.
但也许是因为这敌人包括他心爱的儿子亚沙龙，所以爱恨交加，又舍不得让他的儿子惨死，所以说的客气一点。
Maybe the enemy here is his own son Absalom. So there's a mixed feeling between hate and love. So he could, yeah. So he won't do that.
但事实上是不是这样呢
？But as a matter of fact, is this the real? Is this the reason why he didn't curse?Those enemies. Is this the reason he didn't curse these enemies?
你们又不理我了。
哎呀, you ignore me again. I'm so sad.
我没有说我 so sad.
Oh, no, no. I'm so sad.
Because you don't respond to me. 根据原文的时态,
okay, according to the original tenses of this paragraph, it also used the perfect tense.
表示已经发生过的事实。
It means that it's already happened.
所以简单的说，大卫并不是在咒诅敌人，而是在呼吁神的拯救。
So here he is not cursing the enemies, but asking and calling out the help from God.
有时候我们祷告的时候，就是啊，那这敌人的话怎么样怎么样，我们就会有这些不好的这种念头啊。上帝，你要来怎么样惩罚他们？其实大卫不是这样。
Sometimes in our prayer, we have that kind of evil mindset. We like to like condemn or judge or to attack people in our prayers, but here we see David, yeah, pray in different way.
这里是对比，我们看见这样就说，他要借此神借着神过去如何亲自打敌人腮骨或是敲碎恶人牙齿的事迹，就是要对比之前仇敌造成大卫的羞辱，现在反倒让仇敌受到神的管教，使他们自取其辱。
So, in the past, he was ashamed by being attacked by the enemies. That this kind of shame is now is turning back to themselves again, because now they are now being stricken on their face and the teeth drop. All this considered shame back to them.
我们知道扫罗过去是如何逼迫羞辱大卫的。
We can know from the past how David was attacked by King Saul.
但是最后神亲自救助他，并且彰显公义，使他坚定相信深渊在主，主必报应。
So actually, in the past, God delivered David from the hands of the king Saul because he believed that revenge on the Lord.
同样，今天我们也可能遭遇仇敌不公平的对待，但是重要是不是我们有一天等到机会，君子报仇，啊？哦，不。三年，我们都不需要报仇哈。我们是在，而是我们能够在这过程当中经历神亲自的救助，并且使仇敌得到教训。
So we learn from this is we don't revenge, but God is our revenge, and we just wait upon the Lord until He, yeah.
正如希伯来书十三章第六节所说，我们一起来读。
Just like Hebrew 13:6 it said.
所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎样呢？
好，
最后得胜的喘息是他对神的颂赞。
So now the last one is
我们最后第八节一起来读。
Blessing.
预备，请。救恩
是主。From the Lord's kind deliverance, may your blessing be on your people.
好，大卫在这诗篇从他困境当中的挣扎作为开始，最后以颂赞欢呼作为结束。
So you can see, David started the song with the.His anxiety, but now he ends with praising.
这就是我们看出他的得胜啊。
Now we can see how he gained the victory.
也许你觉得奇怪，这时候亚沙龙明明还在逼迫追杀自己的父亲大卫。
So you may be, yeah, thinking at this time, Absalom still.
但也是颜面尽失，也还在逃亡当中，怎么会是得胜呢
？He's still on his journey of escape. How could he be delivered?
但问题是，难道大卫把他亲生儿子杀死，他就得胜了吗
？Don't you think that only until the moment he killed his own son, that can be considered as a success or victory？
你知道，当亚撒龙有一天死掉的时候，他都恨不得说替他儿子死啊
！Don't you know that until one day when his son truly died, Absalom, he said, "I want to die on behalf of my son."
怎么可能亲手把他儿子杀死呢
？It's not possible he would like to.Kill his own son Absalom.
所以为何我们在这里看见大卫的得胜呢
？So here we can see the real victory of David.
其实我认为真正的得胜呢，并不是把仇敌除灭来化解心中的仇恨，也不是把敌人打得落花流水、跪地求饶、再也不敢冒犯了。
So actually, the real victory is not to strike your enemies until he die, or he begging you, or ask for your forgiveness. That actually is not the real victory.
因为真正的得胜乃是我们可以从内心深处对神发出真实的颂赞。
The real victory is that we can give true praise to God from the bottom of our heart.
倘若我们经过一切的这个艰难过程以及神救助的这些的过程却仍对神心有不满那你就无法对神发出从内心真实的颂赞。
So if you go through these difficultiesBut you still complain, and then no, deliverance from God. But at the end, you still complain about God's truthfulness. Actually, you cannot come to the point to praise our God.
这就说明你还没有从这当中走出来，也就没有，也就是没有真正的得胜。
It means that you haven't been get out from this crisis, get out from this lesson. You still inside.
对于大卫而言，也许救恩啊，这个意思在这里只是暂时从仇敌那里得到释放，但是这样就值得他对神发出颂赞。
But now here you see it's worthy for him to give praise to God even until that moment the situation doesn't change, but also learn to give praise to God.
而且哦，他还祈愿神赐福，不是自私的只临到自己哦，乃是普及所有神的百姓。
But he here is not only.Praise for God because of God's deliverance, but also generously asking God for the blessing to other peoples.
这些神的百姓也包括他的敌人哦。
And these people actually include his enemies.
当他有这样的胸襟，你能说他仍旧失败吗
？So if he has this kind of attitude, don't you think that you still consider him as a failure?
不，他已经有真正的得胜。
No, actually, it's considered it's a real victory.
同样的，今天我们每个人都会面对如同仇敌般的这些攻击。
Yeah, same thing happened to us.
在我们的生活当中，我们也可能遭遇挑剔你的人，让你感到啊那种威胁。
We often encounter a very critical person. They criticize on us.
但是我要告诉你
，But I want to tell you,
你不用除灭他们，你一样可以过得胜的生活，同意吗？
You can win the victory even though you don't destroy them. Do you agree?
Amen.
Amen.
最后结论。
So conclusion.
重新得力化险为夷并不是一个遥不可及的梦想。
Renew the strength and win the victory is not a dream.
而是每一个人都可以亲身去经历的见证。
This is the things that you can experience as your testimony.
也许你的人生一帆风顺。不会像大卫的一生那么凄惨。
Maybe your life is so peaceful, not like David's.
但这不保证你从今以后不会再遇到困境。
But you cannot guarantee you won't have a crisis in the future.
可能你已经遇到困境，或是你周围的一些朋友正在遭遇这样的困境。
Maybe you've been experiencing it, or maybe you are, or maybe you will.
我想今天的信息帮助你怎么样来帮助他们。
So today's message is to help you how we can overcome,
怎么样能够化险为夷
how to resolve the crisis.
尤其当你自己遇到难处的时候，请不要忘记当年大卫如何能够重新得力化险为夷的。
Especially when you yourself experience this situation, imagine how David overcome it.
同样，我相信今天的你也一样可以重新得力化险为夷。
So I could see you also can regain that strength and turn the risky situation into peace.
再来回顾三个希腊的分段，第一个是突来的困境，也许你无法预测。
Now we reflect on three important sealer in this psalm. The
first is the coming of Hashem. 在信息的宣告，你一定需要操练的。
You may not be able to predict, and the proclamation of faith, you may need to practice.
而且最后得胜的转机，你绝对可以经历的。
And turning point of victory, you absolutely can experience.
让我们一起彼此勉励，一起努力来经历，重新得力，化险为夷。你们说好不好？
How about it's okay? We mutually encourage each other.
请我们一起起立，请我们一起起立。
Let's stand on your feet.
我们一起来回应，信靠耶稣。
We sing this song.